USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tendered her resignation earlier on Thursday. In a video message posted on social media, President Trump condemned Wednesday's violence at the Capitol building and said that while his challenges to the results of the election were about protecting the integrity of America's electoral system, he will work for a smooth transition of power.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about MyPillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow hair feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also addressed the riots at the Capitol Thursday. During a brief press conference, McEnany said she spoke for the White House in condemning the violence in the strongest possible terms, calling the breach of the Capitol building the opposite of everything the Trump administration stands for.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital. Those who violently besieged our Capitol are the opposite of everything this administration stands for. The core value of our administration is the idea that all citizens have the right to live in safety, peace, and freedom. Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. Senate appears that it will be in Democratic control after two Republican incumbents failed to defend their seats in a pair of runoff elections in Georgia, leaving the GOP to ask what went wrong. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Democrats look to have won both Georgia Senate seats and with them the U.S. Senate majority. Final votes are continuing to be counted and military votes have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday to be counted as well. Republicans beginning to look back as to what happened, and Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes...
We spent too much time on other matters rather than that clear and simple matter of saying that Senators Perdue and Senators Loeffler and a Republican majority could be that check and balance. But look, we can't just give up now because we lost. We got to pick ourselves up off the electoral playing field and dust ourselves off and get back going in the game because, as I said, the Democrats have extremely small margins, but they have an extremely radical agenda. And we've got to be prepared to provide a check and balance on that agenda and get ready for the next election, which is always just 2 years away.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And the Alabama Crimson Tide swept several major college football awards announced Thursday. Heisman Trophy winner Devonta Smith won the Maxwell Award and the Walter Camp Award as the top player in the nation, and the Biletnikoff Award as the best wide receiver in college football. Mac Jones took home the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback, and Najee Harris won the Doak Walker Award for the top running back. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.